I'm GP. And I'm a first-time dad. Okay, so for this episode of First Time Dad podcast, the podcast where I chronicle my parenting journey, I'm going to talk about toys. Now, one of the things I look forward to the most is to be able to take my son to the toy store, because when I was young, just being in a toy store, even if I know I wasn't going home with any of the toys there, it was magical for me. I know it's just going to be window shopping, just going to be looking at things, not actually buying them, but I still enjoyed it. It's a magical place for me. But the toys in the toy stores are usually for older kids. He's really too young for the toys that I want him to cherish or remember growing up. But the toys I'll be discussing in this episode are those toys that are appropriate for his age, which is 5 months, maybe 6 months, up to 1 year, probably. I'll also be touching on some characteristics of toys for newborns and up to this age, around 5 months to 6 months. Newborns and babies, basically. So when it comes to young infants, newborns, babies, and young toddlers, the thing you have to remember most when it comes to play is it has to be sensory play. These children are starting to discover the world around them. They're starting to become more curious. So they are going to be exploring a lot. And in this exploration, they're going to be developing their senses. So it's important that the toys they have stimulate these senses. And that is called sensory play. Yeah, so when choosing toys for children, the senses that are usually not accounted for in sensory toys are the sense of smell and the sense of taste, because babies are too young to be able to explore their taste buds and experiment with their taste buds. And plus, they don't even know what they're going to be tasting. All they know is breast milk. They have no other concept of taste. And even if you feed them something, they won't be able to appreciate the type of flavor. For them, it's just, I like it or I don't like it. So if you give them something sour, for example, a small amount, they'll probably like it. But give them more of that sour thing, like lemon juice, and then they're going to say, it's too sour for me, and they're going to start crying. It means they don't want it. So you won't be able to get descriptions like, oh, this one has a bit of an earthy aroma or stuff like that. I like the taste. It's a bit peanutty or what. You're not going to get that from children. So most toys, they only focus on the three senses. That's sight, hearing, and touch. So those are basically the three senses that sensory toys focus on. I think for a child, smooth and silent is boring. So if you give them a smooth metal sphere, they're just gonna touch it. Yeah, it's a perfect sphere. It's a ball. What am I gonna do with this? And if he moves it, it doesn't make any sound. So the kid will say, well, "What is this? What is it? I don't know what this is." So that's boring for a child. So what's important is texture. So if you notice, baby rattles and baby teethers, they have very small knobs, or they look like small bumps, or they feel like dinosaur skin. There's texture to it. It's not just the smooth surface. So when a baby touches it, it can feel ridges, it can feel bumps on it. And this to him is something he can interpret as, there's something that goes down and something that goes up. Nothing should be perfectly smooth. Of course, they shouldn't be sharp, they shouldn't be dangerous, but the more texture something has, the more fun it is for him to explore. And for developing the sense of sight, what we have is color. So my boy has flashcards We bought it online. It's a set of three different sets of flashcards. The first set is for newborns, apparently. It's all images in black and white, so very simple line drawings in black and white. So you have a wavy lines, and then you have squares, triangles, different patterns, geometric patterns, but simple, not too complex, just the simple shapes. And it's all in black and white because the newborns, they can only see in black and white. They're still developing the receptors in their eyes to process color. So that comes later on. I think the next color that they will be able to discern would be red. So it's black and white and then a bit of red and then all the rest of the colors gradually. So that's the first set of flashcards. And then the second set uses the colors black, white, and red. So you have a simple line drawing of a cat, and then the body's in black and white, the nose is in red, something like that. So the red is just used to accent. It doesn't take center stage in the image. So it's mostly black and white with a highlight of red, a dash of red. So that's the second set of flashcards. And then the third set of flashcards uses basic colors, not the advanced colors such as cyan or periwinkle. So none of that. It's just, I think it's just the basic colors on the of the Olympic rings: blue, yellow, red, white, black, orange. I think, but there's no orange in the Olympic flag. But yeah, just basic colors. Probably the eight colors of a Crayola box. So that's the third set. That's for older children, 5 to 6 months old maybe. So when your child is developing, you start him off with the first set, the black and white, and then the one with the reds, and then the colored ones. And then you can mix all of them together, but I don't want to mix them because they have their separate boxes. So you can mix all of them together, and then he gets to enjoy a sensory experience, sometimes black and white, sometimes with red, sometimes with color. All right, so another thing that children will develop with sensory play is their sense of hearing. That's why rattles are very popular children's toys, because when a child moves a rattle, there's a sound. So he does something, there's an immediate effect. You know, I move it like this, I strike it against my crib, it makes this sound. And I shake it fast, it makes it a different kind of sound. So there's something immediate. There's an immediate result to an action that the child performs. So rattles are an example of that. And sometimes toy makers, they fuse things together, such as a rattle teether with lots of colors. So it involves the texture of it, and teethers have a texture so that when the child's gums start to explore the material, he can sense ridges on it, and even his mouth gets to explore different textures, which he will be using for food later on. And then there's also the Lamaz books. My boy has a Lamaz book. It's made of cloth, and then the story is printed on the cloth. And then the cloth is a bit thick, so I think he can practice on it. He can practice holding it, and if he gets to chew it, it's okay. It's okay to get wet, because it's the type of cloth that doesn't absorb water. It's a repellent kind of coating on it, and that's where the words are printed. So that type of book, there's some kind of crinkly material inside the pages, the cloth. So when you turn the page, it makes a crinkly sound. The book is also colorful, so it stimulates the baby's sight by the colors, hearing and sound by the crinkly material in it, and his sense of touch with a cloth, the cloth fabric of the pages. Yeah, so those are some of the popular toys. I think Lamaze has a popular line for baby toys. They're a bit pricey though. I didn't buy mine. I just got it from a relative. And here's a dad hack to all the dads out there, especially the gamers. If you're playing PlayStation, your controller can double as a sensory toy. You know, you just sit your kid on your lap. My boy likes to sit on my lap when I play, and I let him touch the buttons. You know, of course, the analog feels different, and then he can feel the L1, L2 buttons, and then he gets to see the colors of the buttons, the square, triangle, circle, the X, different colors. So he likes to look at the controller and touch it when I'm playing with it. But I make sure to just keep it just out of reach enough that he doesn't get to press any button accidentally that might ruin my game. So my game is still more important. No, I'm just kidding. The boy's more important, of course. All right, so toys should be colorful, they should have texture, and they should have sound. Smell and taste, not necessary, but if you're looking for the perfect toy that involves all the senses, it's actually poop. You know, there are babies who eat their own poop. I would argue that sensory play, you know, he gets to touch it, ooh, it's mushy, and he gets to hear the when he squeezes the shit, the poop in his hand, oh, it makes the sound, it's wet, and then and he tastes it, it tastes like poop, and then and he smells it, it smells like poop, and he gets to see it, it looks like poop. A lot of dads have, especially first-time dads, they have an aversion for poop. I used to have an aversion to poop, but now I it's okay with me, but I think the aversion is going to come back once he gets into solid food, because I know for a fact that kids who eat solid foods have shit that really stinks. So I have to ready myself for that's a different poop experience altogether. So goodbye breast milk poop. This one's going to be more difficult. Well, anyway, that was a joke, by the way. Poop is not a toy. It's not a sensory toy. So that was my episode for today. You can send us a message at firsttimedadpodcast@gmail.com or search for at firsttimedadgp on Facebook. Please give it a like and follow if you haven't already. You can listen to First Time Dad on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and other major podcast platforms. By the way, I'd also like to invite you to listen to other podcasts on the Pipe Network. You can visit them on our website, pipenetwork.co. So it's a podcast network of different shows. Go check it out. You can listen to other very interesting podcasts from the Philippines. So again, I'm GP. I'm a first-time dad, and thank you for listening. Goodbye.